Okay, well, Gina, I understand that we have a pesticide pickup event coming up in Shelbina. I just wanted to talk to you briefly. Talk to me, if you will, about what will be accepted that day.
Sure. This is a great opportunity for citizens that have things around their home or farm and want to bring them in and get rid of them in a safe manner. These are things like unwanted pesticides, fungicides, insecticides, all of the ides. Some of these are fly tags and fertilizers that potentially have herbicides or pesticides in them, something that you maybe have had and is either out. Expired or outdated, so you're not using anymore, or you have leftover from the season and want to get rid of it, this is a great opportunity to do that.
I love that you said all of the ides. Is there anything that will not be accepted that day, Gina?
Yes. From time to time, we do have folks bring in things that aren't accepted, and if you show up with things that aren't don't fall into the category of the pesticides and insecticides, then we're not able to accept them. That would be things like explosives or fire extinguishers, just general trash or yard waste, even electronics. And even though this is a pesticide collection, we are not accepting pesticides from businesses or pesticide production facilities. This is for personal use, people that are using them at their home or farm and need to get rid of what they have left over.
Any specifics that we need to talk about as far as the containers that they're bringing this in, Gina?
Well, it's always best with any type of materials like this. If you keep them in the original container, they're often packaged in a material that's designed to hold them. So it's best if you can keep them in that container that they came in, and that also avoids the individual having to try to transfer these materials into another container. Really, it's helpful to have the items labeled, and if you have them in the original container, then they're already labeled, and it makes, I think, things easier and safer for everyone that's handling those materials.
Now, Gina, I understand this is your fourth and final event scheduled for the year. I'd like for you to talk to me, if you will, about those previous events. How successful have they been?
We have had great turnout. We've had three events so far this year. As you mentioned, this is the fourth and final, and we have collected several thousand pounds of pesticide waste at each of the events. So we're hoping that we can get a good turnout at this one. People may have even more this time of the year because it's kind of the end of the season, so there may be some leftover pesticides and insecticides from the summer that folks are getting rid of. So we're looking to have a big turnout at this one as well.
Very good. Let's cover some of the specifics as far as times, locations, that sort of thing, if you will, please.
Sure. It is September 27th at the Shelby County Fairgrounds at 6762 Highway 15. We are going to be there for all morning, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we're looking forward to having folks come out, bring their unwanted pesticides and fungicides. And if you have questions about those, in particular questions about how do I get rid of these safely the rest of the year when there isn't an event, our folks will be happy to talk to people about that as well.
Very good. And I see here that there is some information on your website about the collection program. I'll place a link to that on our website. Anything else that we need to talk about, Gina, or anything we haven't covered?
No, we encourage folks to come out. Again, this is the last one of the year, but if you aren't able to attend, we do have some more. They're not quite scheduled yet for next year, but they are in the works. And as soon as we do have those scheduled, we will post them on our website at dnr.mo.gov so that you can get started planning for next year.
Okay, perfect. Gina, thank you very much for your time today. We certainly appreciate